a significant yield of hidden information, which can then be applied to itself again to release further meaning. Since this process can be performed endlessly, it means every single thing in the universe is the key that unlocks the infinity it contains. In October 2012, Stephen Moles assembled a team of experimenters to begin aggressively applying the word definition to itself in a secure laboratory. After 3 days of high energy applications, the definition of the word became infinite, unable to be contained even in a Turing and Johnson super dictionary. The amount of dark meaning released was so huge that it was decided the laboratory door should be open to let the new connotations escape into the atmosphere in case the life stories of the experimenters were permanently altered. Although the experiment was effectively abandoned, the remnants of the dark meaning it generated were sufficient to suggest similar areas to be explored. When followed in one direction, the fault lines in reality branched off towards separate words, but they could all be traced back to a divided individual in the other direction, thus revealing that splitting hairs over whether A is A and B is B begins with splitting of the self. From Sid Barrett asking in a song about mental breakdown, "What exactly is a dream? What exactly is a joke?" to Dr. W.C. Minor co-authoring the Oxford English Dictionary while locked up in an asylum for being a delusional murderer, we see reality being delineated by the cracks that occur in our perception of it. Striving for increasingly precise definitions in the hope that we will reach the true essence of reality is like playing the party game where people take it in turns to cut a cake of flour until it collapses and someone has to salvage something of value from the wreckage. When the Tower of Babel falls, the penny should also drop, with the observers realizing they have collapsed the wave function into particles. However, everyone usually just laughs at the victim on the chopping block and sharpens their knives in preparation for another sacrifice. This is the linguistic equivalent of the Freudian death drive, which eventually leads a system of words into an organic state. But it has a counterpart, a life-producing drive, which makes use of the fractal technique to propagate. The self-creating concept that extends into infinity is one of Eros' most powerful tools, and we can see it used in many unexpected places. One such example is Samuel Johnson's A Dictionary of the English Language, which, despite commencing a huge flower tower game, also gave birth to itself, because once such a formal description of the dictionary existed, the physical object that contained it had to exist by definition. In the Egyptian Book of the Dead, the phrase "What is it?" is repeated hundreds of times. The word "mana," which refers to a divine substance with miraculous powers, literally means "what is it" in Hebrew. Here we see further instances of the fractal technique being used creatively, because the question becomes its own answer, bringing forth the black tear from the eye of Horus, or the living ink made from the ashes of the dead author. As well as asking for a definition of a specific thing, asking what it is can also be a way of asking is it. The idea that the entire universe can come into being from nothing has always troubled human beings. But here we see the same process of creation occurring. The void produces meaning because its emptiness gives rise to questions about emptiness, which in turn creates the meaning they inquire after. If I ask, why isn't there something in that gap? I create that something out of nothing. The Bible is right when it says, in the beginning was the Word. The Big Bang is a question about non-existence that we are in the process of answering. This should be borne in mind when trying to answer the question. To both the old objects with their new significance. including words and concepts, are so small that we have been previously unable to perceive them. But the DMRI's tools allow us to create them backwards in time and thus perceive the coiled up realms where dark meaning lurks. It should be remembered that since the spatial and temporal dimensions we are familiar with are actually dimensions of our perception of the world rather than of the world itself, the act of mentally perceiving the deepest meaning is the same as physically entering the additional dimension to hidden at a quantum level of reality. When people search for meaning, they instinctively look on the largest scale, believing that the more prominent something is, the more meaningful it is, must be. But in doing so, they neglect the microscopic. While momentous events in the life of a person or a society are meaningful, we know that just as much meaning can be conveyed through a tiny word or gesture. In fact, when something becomes so momentous, like the extermination of a million people, it seems to lose all meaning. While a tragedy befalling an individual can seem a million times more dramatic because more people can relate to it, statistical significance, it seems, is inversely proportional to personal significance, which means the smaller we go, the more meaningful we find. The death of the author and the decomposition of literary composition process is heavy-handed, to say the least, and at least to illogical conclusions. The fractal technique, however, divides a thing in itself in order to unite it with itself and create a hitherto unique. What is important here is that it is synthetically true, which is to say it brings a new kind of truth into being, one which existed within the thing in itself all along. It is true to itself. People also argue over love and hate as dualistic concepts, believing that one should prevail over the other, but it should not be seen as the job of love to destroy hate, or vice versa, because they are two sides of the same coin, and the destruction of one means the destruction of the other. However, when artificial conditions are created in the laboratory so that each concept is isolated and left alone with itself, some interesting results can be observed. It quickly becomes clear that love has a tendency to sustain itself, and hate tends to destroy itself, but since we are dealing with fractals, which means that meaning unfolds in every direction, all sorts of different patterns are created, and the words to describe the observations are no longer adequate. If we state, as the DMRI researchers did, after carrying out this experiment, that hate destroys itself by generating an infinite amount of hate, while love sustains itself,